can there be a problem for those who choose to stop having sex altogether or for these long periods of time? Because I see it, and I'm wondering what you see.
Yeah, there certainly can be. In some cases, you know, the person who becomes what we call sexually anorexic, meaning they have no sexual appetite, can mean that they're denying their sexual appetite, or it means that they have no idea how to be sexual and with the intimacy intact. They only know how to have anonymous sex or transactional sex, or sex is strictly about getting off. It's not about connecting and making the relationship deeper and closer. And so the idea of intimacy with sex can be terrifying to the people that you're talking about. So they choose to just stop having sex altogether, mm-hmm. which, of course, infuriates their partner. It also becomes a form of power, because the person with the low desire in the marriage will always control the marriage. And it doesn't matter what the low desire is, but that is the de facto position in any system, meaning that if you and I are in relationship with one another, Donna, let's say we're sisters and we live together and you decide you want to remodel the house and I say, no, I don't want to remodel the house, then I'm the one who's going to control whether we remodel the house or not.
Yeah.
And it plays out that way, whether we're a couple and somebody wants to buy a car or have a baby or have sex, the low desire person always is digging in their heels and controlling the situation.